RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It is a misery Monday in so many ways. VCU falls at Villanova in an exhibition game. Exhibition games don't count, but the shooting wasn't great. Jadrian Tracy, the Oregon transfer, 12 points to lead the Rams, but they lose at Villanova. Villanova pulls away late. It was a 10-point game in the second half. Not the statement you were hoping for. Plenty of time to rebound, though. Nobody's smashing the panic button there. All right, let's smash a panic button. Well, let's mention that Shohei Ohtani did something no other baseball player's done before or since. Incredible performance and a Game 7. Tonight, the Mariners, never been to the World Series. The Blue Jays haven't been to the World Series since 1993. Phenomenal night of baseball ahead after a phenomenal weekend of baseball where we saw something we've quite literally never seen before. So baseball needs to get a shout out in every segment today. Shout out to baseball. All right, let's smash the panic button, because my goodness, that was bad. Dallas 44, Washington 22. It probably wasn't that close. Both teams put the brakes on early in the third quarter. This thing ended right before halftime when Washington scores. The Commanders score to make it 20-15. This is absolutely a game. Jaden Daniels on the running touchdown. It's a game. Jaden missed the two-point conversion earlier, by the way. If we're talking about a sophomore slump for Jaden, it sure feels like it's, as a runner, that teams are bottling him up a little better. Teams are able to get to the corners, get to the edges, set the edges a little better, not letting him run like he did last year. Not zero. We still see it. He still does it very, very effectively at times. It feels like that's where it is. And then, you know, the missed passes, some receiver drops, the one really bad throw to Ertz. They just didn't settle down. And yet, 15 points at halftime. It's a 30-point game pace. The Cowboys had 20 at the time, and the defense just melts down. And you saw Marshawn Lattimore losing his mind. That's what we were worried about all offseason. It comes true in that moment right there. Marshawn Lattimore melts down on Pickens, and the Cowboys drive down. He's like, I am convinced that the run was to set up the field goal. I am convinced that that run was get the ball centered, get it where we like it. We'll kick the field goal and get our three. Aren't we lucky to get three? And then nobody tackled him, so he kept running, and then they scored a touchdown. And then it was 27-15 at halftime, and it was essentially over at that point. Then you move to the second half, you get the injury, and here's Regina Jackson. That is, of course, Jaden Daniels' mom. She's been a routine figure here. Jayden gave her the thumbs up as he came out of the medical tent. We'll get a full Jayden Daniels medical update from Dan Quinn later today. AWOD will pass that along, or Grand Danny will, depending on what time it is. Before we get to who's talking at 6 o'clock, they probably won't give you a Jayden Daniels medical update. But that's all right. They will talk about UVA. Winners this weekend needed a safety to get past Washington State. That's all right. UVA is going down to Chapel Hill next week, so we'll talk about that as the week goes on. Regina Jackson on Twitter. I wish you would stop manifesting RG3 on my son. Words are powerful, and that's all that's talked about. And that's a frustrated mom who's watching her son lose and go down, and one knee injured and in a brace, and now you watch the tackle on the other knee and the hamstring. And let's be rational for a second here. That was not an injury that was caused by Jayden Daniels running too much. That was a in-the-pocket blitz injury, right? So if he's running at the Packers game, that injury happened on a designed run. So it's fair to say, does he need to run the ball less? Do you need to redesign the offense around the fact that that seems to be counterproductive for the kid? That's not what happened here. What happened here was he had no chance before the tackler was on him. He goes down, and it wasn't pretty at all. And he gets it bent, listing it as a hamstring injury. We hate hamstring injuries. They're finicky. This will probably last the rest of the year. I'm not telling you he's going to miss the rest of the year. I'm not even saying he's going to miss time. But hamstring injuries tend to linger over the course of the year. And so, Regina Jackson, I wish you would stop manifesting RG3 on my son. And certainly a lot of RG3 conversation, because that's the last time we had somebody fly this close to the sun. And boy, it ended poorly. And you've heard me say on this show many, many times, this isn't RG3. This kid's built for the long haul in the NFL. He's really good at what he does. He's putting in the work. He is not alienating teammates, quite the opposite. Things will be fine long term. But short term, there's obvious comparables. A rookie of the year led the team to an improbable playoff berth, and now injuries starting to derail things for a running quarterback. I understand why people gravitate to that plot line. I don't think Jayden is RG3. I do think Jayden is going to battle injuries for the rest of his career for reasons that have nothing to do with RG3. And part of the RG3 story is a completely irresponsible organization that allowed him to dictate his terms and come back when he wanted, not when he needed to come back. That's not what's happening here. You remember they held him out of that game in Atlanta. They held him out yesterday. He wanted to come back in. There are a lot of reasons to trust this staff. RG3, by the way, responds this morning, I've always supported Jayden and want nothing but the best for him. Being QB1 in Washington, D.C. comes with an intense spotlight that I know well. You love your sons, and the real fans do too. I want a long, healthy career for him. He will always have my support. RG3 responding to the tweet from Regina Jackson, which is going to get a lot of attention. And a Streisand effect, is that what it's called? Yeah. We're going to talk about RG3 now more as a result of this, which doesn't bother RG3, obviously. But the point being here, this is not RG3 again. This is a guy who's now, injured himself twice in a season, got injured once last year, has bounced back both times, is playing good football, does not have any of his top three receivers. Bill couldn't get it going in the way you'd hoped, probably because of all that, because the receivers were dropping passes. And there's a lot to fix here, and none of it involves is the quarterback RG3. That's not one of the I still feel great hitching my long-term plans as a team to Jayden Daniels. If I'm Josh Harris, I still feel phenomenal about this guy long-term, and I'm still planning to give him $70 million a year when I'm able to in a couple of years. I don't have any concerns about that at all. It's frustrating, though. Injuries are frustrating, and it recalibrates what this team can be. This was a team that pushed a lot of chips into the middle of the table, stuck with its aging defense, brought in Von Miller, brought in some Laramie Tunsil, brought in veteran help, oldest team in football, because they thought they were on the verge of something. and doesn't look like they're on the verge of anything this morning. And that's both because of the offense, because Terry McLaurin missed practices, got injured, and you're without your top receiver, because Noah Brown got injured last year, got injured at training camp, and you didn't bring in sufficient reinforcement. And then whatever this Debo thing is, which hopefully will pass. Those are reasons. And also, the number one reason, this defense stinks, and you can't win a Super Bowl like that. Even those great Chiefs teams, even the Rams' greatest show on turf teams, had better defenses statistically than this one. It was tough to watch before halftime. It was brutal out there yesterday. Those days happen. Those days happen a lot, it seems, to this team and this fan base. That's all right. They're 3-4. We're going to Arrowhead next week. I don't think they'll win in Arrowhead, but if they do, we're going to sing a different tune next Tuesday. If not, we're going to readjust. At 3-5, we're going to readjust what this season can look like. All right, plenty more misery ahead. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be at Arrowhead next week. They win that game, everything's different. They're 4-4, and we're singing a different tune. I don't think they'll win that game, but it's a week-to-week league. Anything is possible. We're back after this. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide. On the free Odyssey app, I got nothing to tell you haven't already heard here. The Commanders were bad yesterday, and Jaden Daniels is hurt. That's where we're at right here. It's a 3-4 football team. Everything's still very much in front of them, and yet that was about as deflating as a loss gets, especially to your rival, especially when they leapfrog you for second place, especially when the Eagles win as well and set the pace there. Looks like they'll be falling off the pace, especially when you're going to Kansas City in 8 days, now 7 days, as Dan Quinn will reference when we hear from him here momentarily. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We will take you up to noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over from Capitol Ale House. He will not be happier than I am. That is a prediction. He will be upset like I am, like Dan Quinn was, like a lot of the team is. He will, however, be able to give you potentially an update on the Jaden Daniels injury. We expect to hear from Dan Quinn later this afternoon. And I would have told you before the season, anytime there's a Jaden injury, that's going to overshadow everything else. That's going to be bigger than everything else. It kind of feels like it's not today, though. It kind of feels like the Jaden injury is the second biggest story right now in the world of the Commanders. And we'll get to everything else, too. We'll get to the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani. I was doing, was chatting with my friend Rob yesterday. I said, maybe we'll just do the bit where I talk about Shohei Ohtani for 2 hours. And we don't talk about, you know, the Commanders or anything to do with that. We're going to talk about the Commanders. But man, Shohei's special. We'll keep you up to speed on everything going on. We'll do a baseball update, of course, as we do. VCU basketball. We'll get you an update on that from their exhibition loss at Villanova. Busy weekend in college football. UVA wins with a late safety. Don't get to say that often. We'll dive into that. And of course, the Giants meltdown in Denver. Have you ever seen anything like that? Also, Packers get gutsy, go for it on fourth down, leave Arizona with a big win. Micah Parsons appears to have been a solid acquisition for the Green Bay Packers. We'll get to all that, but I want to start, of course, in this hour with the Washington Commanders. And yeah, like I said, Jaden Daniels, in the past, Jaden Daniels' injury would have been story number one for everybody, for us in the media, for the team, for the fans. It would have been top topic of concern, as it was last year when he got hurt, and as it was earlier this year out of the Packers game when he got hurt. But it feels like, one, this is not, and I could be very wrong, but it feels like this is not a significant Jaden injury. Like, he may miss time. He might miss the Chiefs game. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on that. He might bounce back. But either way, it's not going to knock him out for the season. It feels like, though, you get to the end of the first half yesterday, and the offense is clicking finally. You get the score. You're going into halftime, one score game. And then they allow that touchdown. And I just can't think of too many things worse than that drive for a team, for a defense, for everybody. Just a statement drive of, we can't stop opposing teams. And we've kind of gotten lucky these last couple weeks. Chicago left some on the board. The Chargers left some on the board. The Falcons definitely left some on the board, even as they won. Even in those scenarios, the defense wasn't good. And now, man, defense really isn't good right now. And I think that's the issue as we all wake up on this Misery Monday, come to terms with what we saw yesterday. Brutal loss to your arch rivals, wasn't even close in the second half. And how do you pick up those pieces? How do you figure out a way to get this defense serviceable, knowing, right, you made the trade last year, Marshon Lattimore, that didn't work out. He was salty there as he was giving up passes to Pickens. There's no reinforcements coming. And also, you got a coach who's a bit of a defensive legend. You've got a defensive coordinator who came with him from Dallas. How do you get those guys moving again? That's the key question right now. Because, and I'll go back to my big picture point that I've made a few times. Cliff Kingsbury's doing a great job right now. Cliff Kingsbury's calling good plays. It's not his fault the receivers keep dropping the ball. It's not his fault they cannot get anything going, or that they allow 44 points to an opponent. That's not on Cliff Kingsbury. He may get head coaching offers this offseason. It's not unreasonable to think. If Cliff leaves and Dan Quinn's still here, you need to know, hey, you know, this offense may regress next season. Yeah, it may take a year for Jaden to get used to the new guy. But in the meantime, we got a defensive head coach. We're rock solid defensively. You got to know that. They don't know that right now. That's the big picture thing they're going to need to deal with the rest of the way here.
And I don't think Dan Quinn is necessarily 100% at fault here, because it's a bad roster defensively. But I think when you have a defensive coach, it's fair to have high standards for the defense. It's fair to say, even if the defensive roster isn't as good as it could be, that everything else around that, the coaching, the play, the schemes, is going to be as good as it can possibly be to get the most you can possibly get out of this team. And by the way, last year they did. Last year they did get the most they could out of this group. It was not a great defense last year either. Bobby Wagner's the heart and soul of the team. Dan Quinn instilling the culture. And he said yesterday, he said he was very surprised by where they're at now. And I think surprised is certainly a good word as we get ready for whatever it is that's coming this week. We know changes are coming. We know things are going to get shuffled. I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's major changes in personnel, in cutting guys, training guys, whatever it might be. I don't think Joe Witt's going anywhere, because I think Joe Witt is there as an extension of Dan Quinn. I think removing Joe Witt would not change what the defense is fundamentally, because it's Dan Quinn's defense. But at the same time, it would create more work for Dan Quinn, which is bad because he's got enough to tend to right now as a coach, including maybe a quarterback change, right? We're 8 minutes in. I said the defense is more important than Jaden. I believe that. I believe the defense is more important than Jaden right now. Jaden will get right. He'll be fine. Tough sophomore season. Doesn't look like that's going to change. Teams are keying on him running, and the passing game is just not working right now. Even Bill, sluggish at times, some good runs, but sluggish at times. Even me, sluggish at times today. That's all right. We're going to power through. We're going to make it to the end of today's program. We got this. And if we don't got this, we'll call to the bullpen. We'll figure it out. Either way, Jaden Daniels, though. Jaden goes down, hamstring injury, not good. And we'll see what the MRI today shows on Jaden Daniels, because I do think without him, I mean, they're really wandering in the wilderness here. Marcus Mariota, great, great scramble, bad throw. That's what you get from a backup quarterback in the NFL. That's why Jaden's going to make $70 million in a couple of years. But yeah, he goes in, he's grabbing the hamstring. Those are tough injuries. They can linger for a year. Wouldn't surprise me if he plays against Kansas City. Is all speculation till we get to practice this week. Even if he's healthy, if he doesn't practice this week and you don't have receivers, it's tough to expect full go from this offense going forward. And I think that's where we're at. I think we're all recalibrating expectations off of yesterday. There are losses. We've had losses. We've had misery Mondays. We've had misery Tuesdays. We've had terrible Tuesdays. We had a misery Friday as well. We've now had three misery days, which is wild because they have four losses. But when you take a loss like this with an injury like that, definitely makes you rethink everything going on at every position. And I think they will win some football games the rest of the way. This is not a team that's going to pick top 10 in next year's draft, right? Especially if Jaden comes back. However, this is not a Super Bowl team. This is a team that may be able to fight and claw its way into a wild card, but that feels really out of reach this morning, especially on the heels of a Cowboys win, of the Eagles winning, and of what's going to be a competitive playoff picture in the NFC East. All right, I'm going to grab some hot water. We're going to get my voice right. We're going to power through this thing. It's Monday. It's Misery Monday. We'll talk JMU, big win for the Dukes. We will also talk about everything else going on in the world of sports. We will make time for Shohei Ohtani. It's what we do around here. You are listening to 910 The Fan now.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It is a Misery Monday show.
This game was not competitive from halftime on, and then Jaden Daniels gets hurt. We'll give you an update on him when Dan Quinn speaks later today. If that's during AWOD Radio, he'll bring you the update. If that's during Grant and Danny, those fine gentlemen will. And in the meantime, we'll figure out how to fix the defense, because look, it wasn't Jaden's best game. I think there's a little year two regression for Jaden here that we're seeing. But it's still, your offense scores 15 points and a half, gets the ball to start the second half. You'd like to not be down by two scores in that situation. 27 first half points for Dallas. Tough to overcome. Dan Quinn said, we'll look at everything. And I think he means everything. And I think that includes Joe Witt, but I don't think that will be Joe Witt. I don't think, because Ron Rivera, y'all remember, Ron Rivera gave Jack Del Rio blank check to run the defense. And he did. But Dan Quinn is running Dan Quinn defense through Joe Witt. So that's not, I don't think that's the change that people think it would be. I think Marshawn Lattimore is the most likely change, for sure. Busy weekend locally, though. Congrats to Justin Leonard, winner of the final Dominion Energy Charity Classic. They'll have their announcement here about lunchtime, about next year's tournament and new format, new sponsor, new course. Excuse me, fighting through the vocal thing. That's all right. We're gonna make it through. Believe in me. But the final Dominion Energy Charity Classic, got to go out there on Friday. Always a great time at that tournament. Justin Leonard, your winner at 12 under par there. Congrats to him. VCU, of course, exhibition basketball, lost to Villanova 70-51. You heard that right here on The Fan yesterday afternoon. Jadrian Tracy, the transfer from Oregon, making his impact. 12 points, 5 rebounds. VCU back home this coming weekend, Sunday, 2 o'clock. They will host Fairfield for their second scrimmage. Another chance for guys to make their case for playing time and minutes on this roster. Phil Martelli Jr. playing with his dad, Phil Martelli Jr. in the stands in Philly, of course. The elder Martelli hosted the team the night before the game, so good to see those bonds being built already. We'll, of course, have plenty more on VCU in the days to come. Biggest college game of the weekend locally, JMU. Holy cow, that offense. Look out. They had a phenomenal second half against Old Dominion. Tight game, offensive struggle. Offensive struggle. Is it defensive struggle? Offensive explosion in the first half against Old Dominion. Yeah, both in the 20s going into halftime, 63-27. The final, the Dukes win the Royal Rumble. Here is Coach Bob Chesney.
Really great, you know, rivalry win. I'll talk about that now that the game's over and we won. But nice rivalry win on the week. And obviously, kids can't tell you enough how much that stadium and the fans and the students, you know, played a part in that. That was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. They make a big difference, and I know they know that, and we're appreciative of all of that. But I thought, you know, the first half was what it was. I mean, that's an interesting way to start off a game, obviously. To spot them 7 like that wasn't really in our plan, but it is what it is. I mean, that is loud down there, so our guys got to, you know, do a better job communicating. Just it hung in the air so long, like just fair catch it and move on with our lives. Definitely something that we got to make sure we're on the same page with moving forward. I thought we were, but obviously we weren't. But then we come back and battle, right? We score, they score. I thought both quarterbacks were near perfect, you know, in that first half. It was one of those moments. And I think going into halftime, we just really talked about it. Like, we are going to win this football game. Everybody relax. We're going to win this football game. But, you know, really the team, you know, whatever defense kind of bent first or whatever defense looked inward and down and pitied themselves first was going to be the team that would end up losing that game because both offenses were clicking. And then, you know, we were the defense that obviously came out and won that game and had to win that game at that moment. I thought all really, really good on, again, on offense. But to come back out in the second half, obviously Colton was near perfect. I've never, you know, witnessed the accuracy and the way he battled that whole first half. You know, it was that some moment he was going to give us one, and you know, it happened to be the first play of the second half, and our guys capitalized on it, which we talked about at halftime. Is just stay the course. We're doing fine on offense. Defense, one defense or the other is going to start to crack a little bit. Don't let it be us. And I just love the way we responded and came back out in that second half, and then, you know, just ultimately ran away with it. I think the punt in the end where that they muffed was a big deal, and that put us in position to, you know, kind of pull away. And I thought that was what turned the tides ultimately. But overall, really good day. Really proud of just, you know, the way these guys battled in the second half and the way that they didn't fold or, you know, hang their heads in the first half either. So overall, a good day.
That's JMU coach Bob Chesney. He's stuck with Alonzo Barnett. He's got his guy, man. That is a potent offense. They could win the Sun Belt. If you win the Sun Belt, you could be in the college football playoff. Just saying, keep an eye on the Dukes this year. Not saying it will happen. Same with UVA, right? I'm saying UVA could be in the ACC title game. Not saying it will happen, but it very much could happen. UVA clearing the Washington State hurdle as they get ready now. They'll be 9-point favorites down in Chapel Hill against Bill Belichick, who lost to Cal late night. Wild West Coast football this weekend. UNC loses by 3 to Cal. Covered the number, Bill. So you got that going for you. And then Florida State losing to Stanford in a wild finish to that game. ACC chaos very much alive and well.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
But I can't go any further without doing a baseball update.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown! 15-point ball, touchdown!
We interrupt this program to get
baseball at its best.
First pitch pops it up right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff!
Much better, for now at least. We'll see. Can we make it to the finish line? Can we make it to AWOD Radio? We'll find out. AWOD Radio is up at noon, noon to 3, Capitol Ale House. And, you know, this team, as constructed, should be a lot better than they are. And I think that's what frustrated Dan Quinn. And I think back to his press conference yesterday, and we'll play a part of it. He comes out, and the first thing he says is, it wasn't injuries. It wasn't injuries. That's not why we lost. And I'll say this. I think there are things that happened because of the injuries. You know, the dropped passes, obviously. Them keying on Bill, them keying on Jaden running, you know, demanding that they win in the air. But on the whole, he's right. When you give up that drive right before halftime, is not a drive that anybody coached at a professional NFL level should be giving up. 27 points in the first half of the Dallas Cowboys. They could have put up another 27 if they'd wanted to. This absolutely could have been a 50-point outing for the Cowboys. And that's part of why I'm not going to lose any sleep over the offense. Some drops, some tough plays, the fourth downs, and you know, maybe bailed out on that 4th and 3 where they false started. I think they were probably trying to draw him off sides, but if they had a play there, I didn't like that, throwing in an obvious passing situation with the wide receiver situation the way it is. That said, 15 points at halftime would have been 30 for the game. 30's not a world beater number, but you expect to be competitive at 30, not, you know, getting your doors beat in by your rival. That's the part that's tough. Let's play Dan Quinn here. DQ was, he was frustrated, and you hear him, he's not going to blame the injuries. No updates on Jaden. We'll get an update, he says, tomorrow, which of course is today. Now, as we listen to this clip, we'll have a Jaden update this afternoon. I don't think it's going to be IR for Jaden. We'll see. I've been wrong on these things before. Noah Brown got shut down the other day. I didn't see that coming at all. There's injuries are tricky, especially hamstring injuries. But then you hear him just say, we play again in 8 days. We can't be this bad. And he's very much correct about that. Here's Dan Quinn, coach of the Washington Commanders.
I think big topic, what I would hit with you and what I also hit with the team, injuries are not the reason that we lost. Others may talk about who we did have and didn't have today, and I'm here to say it doesn't matter who you have or who is out when you don't give yourself a real chance at it. From turnover margin to penalties to missed tackles and drops, Dallas beat us, and we beat ourselves as well. And we're the ones that got ourselves into the hole. We're the same ones that got to dig ourselves out. But make no mistake, we're not playing to the standard we've set. And like I said, dug ourselves into it. And so we're the only ones that will dig ourselves out. I'm sure you guys got questions regarding Jaden. He definitely wanted to back in. He'll get an MRI on his hamstring tomorrow. So I'll have a better update for you when I visit with you guys in the afternoon. I just don't want to say one way or another and not give you accurate info on that. So I wanted to make sure I was clear as we begin. But lots to dig into. And we play again in 8 days. We got a lot of things to get better at. And we're going to work our ass off to do that.
Dan, with those big plays keep happening, how frustrating, and first of all, why, I guess, and then, but just how frustrating is it that game after game they keep happening?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. We're going to look at everything, man. We're going to look at everything to, you know, have a play that goes down the field and you know, throw over your head or a good battle. Like, I can live with that one, but the ones of the big explosive plays that I can't put my finger on, that's a lot for us to dig into. If I had one specific reason, I'd say this or this. But, yeah, we got, like I said, a lot to get better at, and it's definitely frustrating.
And with Jaden, could he, if the score was closer, would he have gone back in? Did the score have anything to do with him staying out?
No. He definitely wanted to come back. But, like I said, I'll have a better sense for you guys for tomorrow. I'll just be, you know, guessing, and I don't want to do that. I'll give you updates as soon as I can.
When you say you look at everything, you know, you've got your players, you're seeing what they're doing. Is this a when you look at guys and go, let me make a move here, a change here, to see if somebody else can do something different, better?
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's what I want to dig into, to find and look at. That's all things. To have a performance like that, Chick, I think that's fair to dig in and say, all right, what are the things that need to be different, and what are the things that need to continue to improve upon? And in 8 days, we play again, and it has to be better, man. That's my message. And so the adjustments, the changes of things that we'll make, that's what I plan on doing.
That is Dan Quinn, postgame. You heard it here on The Fan, your home of the Commanders, and that's a frustrated Dan Quinn. I'll translate that for you. I got to do something. And last year we got to that, the pre-Tennessee game where Bobby Wagner did the players-only meeting. And that was close to we got to do something territory, but I think we were still one game away from it. This feels like we got to do something territory. And it's tricky because it's a 3-4 football team. The record's not terrible. But this defense very much is. We've seen them struggle for the last few weeks, and there's not a bright spot. The pass rush has been good. Well, Deron Payne's a bright spot, I'll say that. The pass rush has been good, but not good enough to overcome how bad the secondary has been. And The linebackers aren't doing their part right now either. Daron Payne is doing his part, man. I was thinking about Daron Payne. Eventful games in Dallas. Had his great game yesterday, you know, blocking passes. A great game for Daron Payne. And he punched a dude there. John Allen and him got in their fight there on that Sunday night game. Amazing how a few years can change a situation. And contract here for Daron, which has always been historically good. But, man, he's playing at a super high level. But they just don't have it on the back end. I think you got to get rid of Lattimore. I think that's job one. Just find a kid. Find somebody. I know that's a tough task. NFL's got good receivers. You're in Kansas City next week. Rashee Rice is back. Man, timing's not ideal. Doesn't matter. You gotta make a big move. I think your big splashy move is to get rid of Marshon Lattimore. That's my hunch. But that was Dan Quinn. That's as close as we're getting today to inside the locker room. Not a lot of locker room thoughts getting relayed to us after a 44-22 butt kicking yesterday for the Washington Commanders. Sent everybody to the clicker, which may have been a good thing because, man, what a finish to the... We had really good late games, really bad early games, and sometimes they stack that way at the end of the year. I don't love that when they do that, when they stack all the good ones in the late window, because I like good early games too, especially when the Commanders are playing, chance to watch them more. Didn't have a ton of action early. Chiefs, did you know that was Andy Reid's first shutout ever? That's kind of an impressive stat. First regular season shutout ever. Eagles take care of business against a really bad Carson Wentz. And the Vikings, Eagles go to 5-2, right back on their perch. And the AFC West, I mentioned the Chiefs, and then the Broncos with the comeback to end all comebacks there. 33 fourth quarter points. They were shut out entering the fourth. Win 33-32. Chargers 4-3. Rallied late, but the Colts, man. Colts are the toast of the NFL right now, which is a little crazy to think about. You know, that Broncos game will get all the shine. And people are still going to keep sleeping on the Indianapolis Colts. 38 points. Tyler Warren, another touchdown. Pride of Atlee doing his thing. That's a team to be reckoned with. And we'll get a good Monday night game tonight. Two Monday night games tonight. You got Buccaneers-Lions. Bucks have a chance to keep pace with the Colts as the two best teams in football. Lions, of course, looking to cement their status atop the NFC North. Packers have 4.5 wins. Lions would be at 5 with a win tonight. And then the late game, Texans at the Seahawks, for those of you who are going to stay up late. I'll watch a little bit of that. C.J. Stroud at 2-3. This is a big game for him. Seahawks, Sam Darnold on the stats is playing well, has had some high-profile misses. It'll be interesting to see him in a big Monday night spot. I want to talk about Shohei Ohtani, though, as my show, so we're going to do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.